Two wildfires in eastern Arizona are just a few miles from merging into a single 50-mile-wide blaze. With flames rising up to 200 feet into the air, the Rodeo Fire and the Chedisky Blaze have already burned over 200,000 acres of national forest and destroyed at least 185 homes. Today, authorities evacuated two hillside towns, Sholo and Pine Top Lakeside, just east of the oncoming fires. Joining us from downtown Sholo is Jim Paxson, the lead information officer on the Rodeo Fire, to fill us in on the fire's progression. Mr. Paxson, how much worse could the wildfire get if the Rodeo Fire and the Chedisky Fire actually merge?
Well, fortunately, there's nothing directly north of where the combination would be. That union will be pretty violent because when the two fires come together, it will take their energy, and it's a case where the sum is greater than the parts. It's going to be quite a bit more vigorous fire behavior. Actually, we don't know what could be any worse.
Are you getting any help from the weather?
No, none at all. In fact, the weather is one of the biggest things that we're battling. We have extremely hot temperatures, very, very low humidity, below 10%. Our winds every day have been a little different, but they've all been against us. Plus, we're in the driest conditions in the last 4 years in recorded history in Arizona and the Southwest.
Mr. Paxson, it's believed that a lost hiker could have started the Rodeo Fire last week. Is there any confirmation of that yet?
No, that's not correct. The Rodeo Fire was started on the Indian Reservation near where an old rodeo grounds is, thus its name. It was human-caused, and it's being investigated with some consideration for arson, although that's not known. Now, the Chedisky Fire, a hiker was lost and had a sprained ankle or something of that magnitude, and she started a signal fire to attract attention, and attract attention she did.
The firefighters have been bulldozing a perimeter line to try to protect Sholo and Pine Top Lakeside. How well is that holding up?
Well, we were in a race yesterday. We knew that we had a 50-50 chance of losing that race, which we did. The fire beat us to Hop Canyon. Hop Canyon was the only place that we could build a fire line outside of Sholo. And when we had fire get into the head of Hop Canyon, that was a trigger point that necessitated the evacuations. Now, we're hoping that it doesn't come in a wall of flame. If the fire comes in, we'll let the fire front go by, keep firefighters safe, and then go to work and attack any fires that are ongoing.
How long would it take for firefighters to regroup and start attacking the flames again?
Well, right now there's another team on the Chedisky Fire. We have a third team that's en route and will be here tomorrow, and we'll actually branch this fire in anticipation of the two burning together and being one. That way we've got teams with resources on three sides and have the fire split into thirds more or less, and we can go to work on a more manageable area. We're going to get this fire. It's just going to take us a while, and we might be here another 7 to 10 days before we're even looking anywhere near close to containment.
Have you ever seen a fire situation like this before?
I've been doing this for 32 years, and I've never seen a fire like this, and we've been to some big ones. We were the team that went to Los Alamos when it burned through Los Alamos. We were in Montana when all those fires burned together up there in 2000, and we were in Yellowstone in 88. So many people on this team have never seen fire behavior like we're witnessing here in the last 3 days.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Paxson.
All right, it was good talking to you.
Jim Paxson is the lead information officer on the Rodeo Fire in Arizona.